Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
Y'all, what have we told people about bodies of water in Florida? What have we told them? Over. It's going to be a gator in there. I don't care if it's a puddle that's the size of a dime. There's a gator in it. A 34-year-old man was rushed to the hospital because he went for a swim in a Florida lake, and guess what? An alligator bit him in the face. Whoa. Bit him in the face. And Hillsborough County Fire and Rescue transported the man. They didn't identify him. They just said he had injuries, and he was taken to the Tampa hospital. But that's like, I'm telling you, this got to be careful, this stuff. How do you get bit in the face, though? Were you just like, do you not see it? Does not see it coming to you? I don't know how that happens. This, really. A man was stopped at Miami International Airport with snakes in his pants.
I mean, we've all joked.
I mean, we have. Is that a snake in your pants? Or you just know it is a snake, officer. It's an actual physical snake. They said that they detected a literal bag of snakes in this dude's pants. And they turned them over to Florida Fish and Wildlife. I mean, I get weird about putting certain things in my pockets, much less like having like a bag of snakes in my, they turn them over to Florida Fish and Wildlife. And earlier we had the story last week where a dude tried to get a machete through security. So yeah, you don't bring, and it was in a, they were in a sunglasses bag. I literally, oh, you can't see my arm, but I legit got chills from that. I just, all right, moving on. I don't like anything in bags and pants like that. Like, just no.
They're just future politicians.
A Florida man was accused of flinging hot coffee at a McDonald's drive-thru employee because he was overcharged by 1 cent.
What?
Eleazar Ravello was charged with felony battery. And accused of slapping hot coffee. I had to like work this out, how this works in my head. Slapping hot coffee at an employee. So I guess he slapped it in somebody's hands. The shift manager said that Ravello was upset because he was overcharged by a penny. And he apparently scalded the employee's arm and chest. The 64-year-old was charged with felony battery. And he was on surveillance.
64-year-old.
Goes into what you say all the time. Old people are not innocent.
That's not what I say. I say not all old people are innocent.
I know. I was saying that. A Florida man who was taking photos of property that he wants to buy was beaten to a bloody pulp by a guy with a broomstick, said police. St. Petersburg property. They don't give the identities, but they said that he was bludgeoned by this dude. I guess it was a property owner nearby. And of course that guy was taken in for assault. They didn't give the identities of the guys, but you do have to be careful with that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. Like you can't just be mindful because other people are very, they're mindful of property and it does look weird if you're out, in the neighborhood and you're just randomly taking pictures of, somebody's house. It does get weird. Let's see. Do you guys remember the boat photo of people dumping trash? They were illegal. They were juveniles engaged in illegal trash dumping. They turned themselves into the authorities on Friday. Florida Fish and Wildlife had launched this investigation because they got tons of complaints. It was a viral video, which they were dumping mounds of trash. I mean, I didn't even know there was that much trash on the boat, but there was apparently. And it was a lot of like red Solo cups. It was a Boca Bash. They were at Boca Bash and they filmed this boat dumping 2 trash cans full of garbage in the ocean. And they got in trouble and they turned themselves in. So at least they turned themselves in. But still, like, you can't do this. And a Florida man is suing over an e-game. We're going to have this tomorrow because this guy, it's an esports immigration video game fight. Stick with us. Maybe you've come across this if you had to go and get a prescription filled. Maybe it takes a really long time to get it filled, or maybe you're told by the pharmacy they don't have that in stock right now. You don't ever want to be without a medication that you need to get better. So do what I did and take control of your family's health with a medical emergency kit from the doctors at The Wellness Company. Now, this is not a first aid kit, right? The kit is filled with essential doctor prescriptions that treat over 39 different medical issues. They have strong antibiotics for infections of all types, including pneumonia, strep throat, ear infections, all kinds of sinusitis, like sinus infections like I always get. It's like having a little urgent care without the $75 copay right at your house. And you don't have to wait to see a doctor. You don't have to wait in a waiting room. And everybody knows that's like one of the sickest places to be. You don't have to wait at a pharmacy. Every home should have at least one of these medical emergency kits. And they put it all together in your little kit. They pack it all up and they ship it directly to you. I've used it myself. I've used it several times myself. I ended up getting a sinus infection that turned into strep throat. And I could not, from the airport, traveling, doing everything that I could do. And then, of course, my doctor's office is closed. I did not want to have to go and wait into urgent care. I was too sick. And I remembered I had my medicines. I went in, I took my medicines, and I was literally, and Kane remembers, I was like back on the road to better health. And I was able to actually do my job and be on air the next day, which is incredibly important for, you know, what I do. You can actually visit twc.health. That's TWC for the wellness company, .health/Dana, and use promo code Dana, and that'll save you 15%. It's super easy. It's all online. It takes like 3 minutes. So visit twc.health/Dana and enter code Dana, and that promo code Dana, that gets you 15% off. Again, that's twc.health/Dana. CBS has this piece on Cracker Barrel Restaurant. The CEO says Cracker Barrel isn't relevant anymore. I thought this was fascinating. Cracker Barrel. When I talk about Cracker Barrel, what do you think of? You think of old folks and jawbreakers. That's what I think of. My grandpa loved Cracker Barrel. Loved it. But apparently, since the pandemic kind of killed all that off, like a lot of elderly were not going out. Because when everything shut down, they stopped going to Cracker Barrel. And apparently now they haven't recouped their consumer base yet. And so they said now the company's lost some of its shine. They have to have a transformation. And they have to continue to appeal to its current customer base. They have to draw new diners. Their sales have flatlined. And they said that they're inflation weary customers. That's part of it, is inflation. But they said we're not leading in any area. And they said we've lost a lot of market share, particularly at dinner. So they're trying to refresh and they're looking at changes. So they want to roll out new dishes. And I don't know if any of these dishes are going to do it, if I'm being honest. Isn't this fascinating? Isn't this like a generational restaurant? When you think of your parents and grandparents, don't you think of Cracker Barrel? Yeah. Like, my grandparents love Cracker Barrel. They loved Cracker Barrel. Loved it. And I remember being in there when I was younger with my family. And they had those giant jawbreakers. Remember those? Those big old white speckled jawbreakers? They had those. And didn't they have like a little store in there and all that?
Oh, yeah. They still do.
It's like an Ozark chain. It's like what if you pictured a restaurant that would be an Ozark restaurant, it'd be Cracker Barrel, right? But my grandpa loved Cracker Barrel. Whenever he came up to the city, you know, from the Ozarks, whenever he came up to the city, he had to stop at a Cracker Barrel. Loved Cracker Barrel. But they said that they're testing out new items. And I'm just wondering if the new dishes are going to do it. Is it new dishes? Is that how you do it? I don't know if that's the way you do it, right? I think so. Because they're doing pot roast, shepherd's pie, chicken and rice. Really? You think people are going to be like, oh, I haven't been in more Cracker Barrel in like ever. That chicken and rice dish may tempt me to do it. Really? Oh, they've got chili cornbread, green chili cornbread. I wasn't going to go before, but now I am. Right?
And what CEO says brand isn't relevant?
Well, this like, one. Their CEO was totally honest about it.
But brand is everything.
I know. She goes, we're not just as relevant as we once were. That's what she said on a May 16th conference call.
So that's the perception you need to put out there as the CEO.
I don't know. Like I mean, I don't want Cracker Barrel to not do well just because I know so many older folks in my family enjoy it. So I'm looking at this from a purely, you know, selfish lead that makes the older folks in my family happy. Don't they got a lot of these? I don't know if they have a lot of these in Texas.
Yeah,
but I know they got a ton of them in Missouri.
Do.
Oh, they do? Oh, yeah. Juan's like, yeah, they do.
I love the old timers.
Wait a minute. Juan, do you go into a Cracker Barrel?
Yeah.
Juan goes into a Cracker Barrel?
Why wouldn't he?
I don't know, because he's not an old folk. Steve, wait, well, hold up. Let me check something.
You don't have to be an old folk to go into
I know, I'm not saying, don't get mad at me, people. Steve, do you go into a Cracker Barrel? Do you go to Cracker Barrel?
I haven't in a while, but I've been to them my whole life, yeah.
Huh. Why do you like it? Or do you just go with family?
Damn, they're cheesy hash brown casserole, though.
Yeah, their breakfast is undefeated. I mean, they have the best breakfast.
That's good stuff.
That is true.
They had Uncle Herschel's breakfast. They had an old-timer's breakfast. I wonder what's still on their menu.
They've
I
got like
been
a
there
classic
a
American breakfast, which is nice.
Still
because
love those.
Biscuits and gravy. You don't get that kind of breakfast unless you're, you know. Wandy, do you like the breakfast? Is that what it is? No.
Pancakes, he says.
The pancakes.
Because do they still do the real maple syrup in the little jars when you order pancakes? You get them little tiny jars of maple
syrup. Like in their glass.
100% real maple
their
syrup.
Their glass jars.
Yes.
Maybe that's like the way they go about it. Like in an era of everybody's eating bugs. I hope they're listening right now. This one's for free. In like an era where everybody's eating bugs, you know, and everything's processed and everybody's getting Heine cancer and all this other stuff. Like, Heine cancer is real, Kane.
Is it?
Yes.
Is that the medical term for it?
It's like an epidemic. That's what everybody's saying. So maybe they're like, hey, this is where that stops. And it's, you know, we're not serving y'all no bugs, not serving y'all no bio, whatever, engineered food. This is like the stuff that like the old folks you love used to make. Yep. Now, see, that's that. I'm like, what? And that makes me interested. I'm just saying that makes me like, I think I want to go. Like, wait, you just talking about the maple syrup in a glass jar reminding me of that makes me because everybody else, it's all in plastic, right? We don't serve our stuff in microplastics that get in testicles, apparently, because that happens, too. It's everywhere.
It's been about 2 years since I've been to a Cracker Barrel. And
gosh, it's been like 15 years.
I remember loving the coffee, loving the bacon. Like their breakfast was just amazing. I don't get what the CEO is doing.
I only remember the jawbreaker because I almost broke my head in half on one and I loved it. But yeah, I don't know what the CEO, but that's how they got to do that. That's how they need to like refashion themselves. You know what I mean? Let's roll it out like that. Dang. I agree with Annie Oakley, who said, quote, I would like to see every woman know how to handle guns as naturally as they know how to handle babies. Now, I myself regularly conceal carry a 9mm. Now, that said, not every woman is like me, has had the hours of training that I've had, or feels comfortable around firearms due to years of use, or maybe they're by a gun-free zone. I'd like to change that, what I can, while encouraging self-defense at the same time. So this is where Byrna comes in. It's kind of like a starter weapon. They make a non-firearm firearm. I like the idea of incredible force sending chemical irritants towards a threat as an additional option for women. And the Byrna SD model shoots chemical irritant projectiles, 68 caliber rounds that can deter threats in their tracks up to 50 feet away. I mean, it hits hard. Easy target acquisition, zero recoil. Byrna is legal in all 50 states. There's no background checks, no permits required. It's shipped directly to your door. Gun-free isn't applicable to Byrna. It's great for wherever guns are banned. Visit Byrna.com/Dana for 10% off. That's BYRNA.com/Dana.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So Americans say that they need to earn about $186,000 a year to feel financially secure. It's a new survey from Bankrate, and that's the magic number that they hit. And they said that apparently only 6% of U.S. adults make that amount or more now, according to Bankrate. The median family income falls between $51,000 and $86,000, according to the latest federal data. And that's people are wary of inflation. And so because 35% per the Federal Reserve Bank of Philly, 35% of Americans are worried about making ends meet. That's up 29% from a year earlier. You know that 186,000 number is going to only increase as inflation worsens. So Gen Zers are so disillusioned with the economy that they think it's okay to commit fraud. This is a new article from MSN. And it talks about the latest online fraud trends and consumer behavior, making purchases online. Like they talk about where they dispute a purchase with their payment provider, despite the purchase being legitimate. I've had people do that to the newsletter sometimes because they forget that they sign up and they don't read the fine print and all the other stuff where it's like, you are the only person that controls your stuff. Like I can't sign you up, all this stuff. They forget that they sign up, then they don't recognize Substack, and then they try to say it's fraud, and it costs like $80 every single time they do it. They said that that's not Gen Z. They said it's Gen Z respondents that know somebody who's participated in payment fraud or have done so themselves. That's kind of, so they'll dispute those like third-party purchase. That's kind of crazy. Let's see. Thousands of homeowners about to get slammed with higher monthly payments because adjustable rate mortgages are adjusting upwards. Yay. Thanks, Bidenomics. The Boston Celtics ownership group plans to sell the majority stake. It's led by Y. Grusbecker, planning to make the franchise available for sale. They purchased the team in 2002 for $360 million. And homesteading is growing. Why? Because the economy is so heinous. Stick with us because I have a headline about Biden that I can't just say like this. We need more time with it. Stick with me. A couple of things. What is the man versus bear stuff and why will it not get out of all of my social media feeds? Have you guys heard about this? The man versus bear thing? It's like a stupid, like a feminist thing.
Is it feminist?
I don't know. So apparently women were asked, if you were alone in the woods, would you rather encounter a bear or a man? Now, I'm always armed, so I'm going to have, you know, a 9mm. That's not going to handle a bear. So I would feel better meeting a man, because if he tried to get weird, I'd just shoot him. So who has this? People are picking bear?
Yeah.
Is that the whole thing? Women are picking bear?
I think so.
Someone wrote, bear, man is scary. Why aren't bears and men being asked the question of what would you do if you encountered a woman in the forest?
Right.
Men should be asked if you encountered a woman or a bear in the forest. What would you do if you encountered? Who'd you rather encounter in the forest and why? A bear or a woman?
I'd seem more right to encounter a bear.
Yeah,
because I don't know. There's trouble. You encounter a woman in the woods, you better run away, like right away, because you'll either A, get blamed for something, or B, just hear nonstop nagging about being in the woods.
Yeah. And you can't correct them. It's mansplaining.
Yeah.
Steve, would you rather encounter a woman or a bear in the woods?
I was asked this question on Saturday, and I picked...
He was not. You were not asked that question.
I was, because someone was on Twitter when we were at the bar, and I said bear.
You said bear!
Bear, yeah. See? There it is.
Now, why would you rather encounter a bear?
Because I've never seen one like that in the wild. You could... Yeah.
What? Ah, that's what he picks. He picks a bear because he's never seen a bear in the wild.
Not at a zoo.
Gosh, you gotta love how like wholesome he is.
Wait a minute. That's Does it so nothing sweet. To do with how you don't want to encounter a woman in the woods?
Maybe.
Oh my gosh.
That's the part that I'd like explore a little.
So he's not interested in the woman. He just ain't never seen a bear in the wild. And so he wants to...
We've seen
That'd be a real a treat. That's I love it. If I had to pick a bear or another woman, I could. Well, I just look at what can I overpower.
Right.
So I'd pick a woman.
Yeah.
Yeah. I could just, you know, she tried to get weird too. I could just, you know, same 9mm, or I just true. Whoop her. You know, one of our
contributors in Slack made a good point about a different way of putting this situation.
Uh huh.
Oh, you can read it for yourself, but I'll let you read it.
Oh, out. You're not. I thought you're going to read it.
Wait, what? Is this the Foster Brooks?
No.
What?
You're talking about the quote in general.
The quote in our Slack channel. That's one of our contributors put that.
Okay, I was like, I don't know if the chat's dying now. Well, a bear would just kill me. A man would take advantage of me first. That's what the premise is, that men would. Like, apparently raped the woman first and a bear would only kill, blah, blah, blah. Ladies, not every man wants to have sex with you. Just don't want to burst your bubble, but, you know, you're not all that. Okay.
We dedicated 4.5 minutes of broadcast time to this subject is ridiculous.
I think it's hysterical. It says everything that there is about culture. Who walks around like, everybody wants to get with me? Everybody wants to, like, have the sexes with me. Like, it's just all the men's everywhere. Who walks around things like that? Not every man is a predator. Not every man is a predator. Just like, well, not going to say that part, but you know what I mean? Come on. See, I don't know. Now maybe I would rather encounter a bear than a woman in the woods, because a woman would drive me absolutely bat crap insane.
Yeah.
Women drive me nuts.
Yeah,
I'm a woman.
Is it a third wave feminist? because I think that's important.
What wave are we on? 11th?
I think we're in like the fourth wave at this point.
The fourth turning. I don't know. We're somewhere way beyond Susan B. Anthony.
If
that's all I know.
If it's a second or third wave feminist, then yeah, I'd definitely prefer a bear.
Wait, you got to do, you got to check the, wait a minute now, lady, you tell me, are you, which wave feminist are you? And then I'm going to, and then
first
I'll
wave,
either pick hanging with
up.
You or get mauled by this bear. So,
Thumbs up to the first wave. All the other waves, you're just, you're horrible.
Well, I mean, I like the equal pay. That's, you know, for, I like meritocracy. But aside from meritocracy, you know, to hell with everything else.
Yeah,
it all
that's
aggravates
the patriarchy,
me.
Though, isn't it? Huh? Meritocracy?
Meritocracy is not patriarchy.
Oh, that's what they say.
Who says that?
Oh, the left.
Oh, they're a bunch of bitches.
You
Who
can't
cares?
Do it.
Who cares?
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.